Chapter 14. And in the year 172, King Demetrius gathered his forces and marched into Media to obtain help so that he could wage war against Trophon. And when Arshak, king of Persia and Media, heard that Demetrius had invaded his territory, he sent one of his chiefs to take him alive. So this chief went forth and defeated the camp of Demetrius, and he captured him and brought him to Arshak, and Arshak put him in prison. And the land was at rest all the days of Simon, and he sought the good of his nation. And they were delighted with his authority and with his glory throughout all his days. And in addition to all his glory, he took Yafo for a harbor and made it a gateway to the islands of the sea. And he enlarged the borders of his nation and gained control of the country. And he seized many captives and made himself lord over Gezer and Beth-Zur and the citadel. And he removed the impurities from the citadel, and there was no one to oppose him. And the people cultivated their land in peace, and the land yielded its produce, and the trees of the field their fruit. The elderly sat in the squares, all communicating about the good times. And the young men wore their glories and garments of war. He supplied the cities with food and equipped them with equipment for fortifying, till his glorious name reached the ends of the land. He brought peace to the land, and Israel was filled with happiness. And every man sat under his own vine and his own fig tree, and there was no one to make them fearful. And no one was left in the land to wage war against them. And the kings were crushed in those days. And he strengthened all the dejected among his people, and he sought out the law, and he put away all the lawless and the wicked. He made the holy places glorious and multiplied equipment of the holy places. And when the news of Jonathan's death was heard in Roma and as far as Sparta, the people were deeply grieved. But when the Romans heard that his brother Simon had been made chief priest in his place, and that he was ruling over the country and the cities in it, they wrote to him on bronze tablets in order to renew with him the friendship and alliance which they had established with his brothers, Judah and Jonathan. And these tablets were read before the assembly in Jerusalem. And this is a copy of the letter which the Spartans sent.
The rulers and the citizens of Sparta, to Simon the high priest, the elders, the priests, and the rest of the Judean people, our brothers, greetings. The envoys which you sent to our people have informed us of your glory and fame, and we were happy that they came. In accordance with what they said, we have recorded the following in the public decrees. Since Numenius, son of Antiochus, and Antipater, son of Jason, envoys of the Judeans have come to us to renew their friendship with us. The people have voted to receive the men with honor and to deposit a copy of their words in the public archives, so that the people of Sparta may have a record of them. A copy of this decree has been made for Simon the High Priest.
After this, Simon sent Numenios to Roma with a great gold round shield weighing 1,000 minas to confirm the alliance with the Romans. And when Numenios and his companions returned from Roma, they had letters to the kings and the countries, in which were written,
Lucius, consul of the Romans, to King Ptolemaios, greetings. Certain elders of the Judeans, our friends and allies, have come to us to renew their former alliance of friendship. And they were sent by Simon, the chief priest and the Judean populace. But they brought with them a gold round shield weighing 1,000 minas. Therefore, we have decided to write to the kings and the countries that they are not to harm them or wage war against them or their cities or their country, and are not to assist those who are waging war against them. Now, we have also decided to accept the round shield from them. Therefore, if any pestilent men from their country have fled to you, hand them over to Simon, the chief priest, so that he may punish them according to their law.
And the consul sent similar letters to King Demetrius, and to Attalos, and Ariarathes, and Arshak, and to all the countries, and to Samphames, and Sparta, and to Delos, and to Mundos, and to Sikuon, and to the Caria, and to Samos, and to the Pamphylia, and to Lucia, and to Halicarnassos, and to Rhodos, and to Phaselis, and to Kos, and to Side, and to Arvad, and Gortuna, in Cunidos, in Kupros, in Kurene. But a copy of these things was also sent to Simon, the chief priest. Now when the populace heard these accounts, they said,
How can we thank Simon and his sons? For he strengthened his brothers and his father's house, and waged war against and repulsed Israel's enemies. And they have preserved its liberty by doing this.
So they made an inscription on bronze tablets and affixed it to pillars on Mount Zion. And the following is a copy of what they wrote.
In the year 172, on the 18th day of Elul, that is, the third year under Simon the great chief priest in the court of God's people, in a great meeting of priests and people and chiefs of the nation and the elders of the country, the following proclamation was made. Since there have often been wars in our country, Simon, son of the priest, Mattathiah, of the sons of Joiarib, and his brothers, have put themselves in danger and resisted the enemies of their nation, in order that the holy places and the law might be maintained. and they have brought great glory to their nation by doing this. And after Jonathan had rallied his nation and had become their chief priest, he was gathered to his people. And when the enemies of the Judeans wished to invade their country and to lay hands on their holy places, Simon rose up and fought for his nation. And he spent large sums of his own money, and he provided weapons for the men of his nation's force and paid their wages. And he fortified the cities of Judah and the city of Bethzur on the borders of Judah, where previously the enemy's weapons had been stored. And he stationed a garrison of Judean soldiers there. He also fortified Yafo by the sea, and Gezer on the borders of Ashdod, a place previously occupied by the enemy. And he resettled these cities with Judeans, and furnished them with everything necessary for their restoration. And when the Judean people saw Simon's faithfulness and what he had accomplished, and the glory which he took counsel to bring to his nation, they made him their commander and chief priest because of everything he had accomplished, and because of the righteousness and the faithfulness which he had shown his nation, and in every way he sought to exalt his people. And in his days and under his guidance, they prospered in his hands, so that the nations were driven out of their country, especially those in the city of David in Jerusalem, who had built for themselves a citadel from which they used to sally forth to defile the environs of the holy places and inflict grave injury to its purity. And in this citadel he stationed Judean men, and he fortified it for the security of the country and the city, and he raised up the wall of Jerusalem. And consequently, King Demetrius confirmed him in the chief priesthood, and he made him one of his friends, and conferred the highest glories on him. For he had heard that the Romans had addressed the Judeans as friends and allies and brothers, and that they had received Simon's elders with glory. And the Judeans and their priests have made the following decisions: that Simon shall be their commander and chief priest throughout the duration of the age, until a true prophet arises. And he shall be a general over them, and shall have charge over the holy place, to make regulations concerning its functions, and concerning the country, and concerning its weapons, and concerning its strongholds. And he shall have charge over the holy place, and shall be obeyed by everyone. And all contracts made in the country shall be dated by his name. And he shall be clothed in purple and wear gold ornaments. And it shall not be lawful for any of the people or the priests to nullify any of these decisions, or to contradict what he says, or to gather together a gathering in the country without his consent, or to be clothed in purple or wear a golden brooch. But whoever acts contrary to these prescriptions or violates any of them shall be liable to punishment. And all the people approved of granting Simon the right to act in accord with these decisions. And Simon accepted and agreed to be a chief priest and a general and a nation chief of the Judean people and priests, and to be guardian over them all.
And it was decreed that this inscription should be engraved on bronze tablets and be set up in a conspicuous place within the enclosures of the holy places, but that copies of it should be deposited in the treasury, where they would be available to Simon and his sons.